The conflict in Ivory Coast has caused hundreds of thousands of people to flee the country. Many are foreign workers from neighboring nations. A similar wave of refugees has been coming out of Libya. Many of them have been foreign workers, too. Reporter Marine Olivesi visited a refugee camp in Tunisia, where she found 80 Ivorians stranded between the conflict in Libya and the one in their home country.
For most migrants at Shusha camp, the Red Cross phone tent is where they contact their families with good news. They call home to say they made it out of Libya safe and sound. But Ahmed Diakite looks somber as a volunteer dials the number he hands her. He isn't calling his family to say he's fine. He wants to check on them.
Hello. Oui, bonjour. Comment allez-vous, ça va?
Ahmed's sister and three brothers are stuck in their house in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. Last time Ahmed called, his older brother told him they were running out of food. His brother also said he brought a gun home, just in case things turn ugly in the neighborhood. Ahmed says the thought of a gun in the house only makes him more worried.
En fait, nous, ça va, ça va. On peut dire ça va, mais c'est pas facile, mais on peut dire ça va. Le point, c'est quoi? C'est vous qui nous inquiétez beaucoup.
Ahmed gives his brother scant details about life at Shusha camp. He says nothing about how cold it is at night, how sand keeps blowing in his eyes, or about how he hates the sticky macaroni they keep serving here. He just tells his brother he's fine. Once he hangs up the phone, though, he lets out his anger about what's going on here and at home.
The crisis in Ivory Coast started before the crisis in Libya. The international community said Ouattara won the elections, so why didn't they step in right away? In Libya, they intervened fast. Look at us now. We can't go to Ivory Coast, and we can't go back to Libya either.
Ahmed is one of 80 Ivorian refugees here, caught between two wars raging in Africa. They want to get out of the camp, but they're afraid to be sent home too soon. Another Ivorian here named Mariko Paul is a longtime supporter of Alassane Ouattara. Mariko held a position of authority in Ouattara's party back in 2006, but he started receiving threats and decided to leave the country. He went to Libya, where he worked in a clothing store. Mariko says even if Ouattara were to be invested with full presidential powers tomorrow, there would still be unrest. He believes Ivory Coast won't be any safer for him. Véronique Mdré agrees. She's the only woman in the group of Ivorians here. She says France, Ivory Coast's former colonial power, should offer them asylum, at least for a few years. But the UN refugee officials say it would be easier to relocate them to one of Ivory Coast's neighbors in West Africa. For Véronique, that's out of question. She says there's no work there.
They're asking us to go to Burkina Faso. What are we going to do there? In Mali? It's no good either. In Senegal, they're protesting against their president. So where are we going to go? Where?
One thing Ivorians at Shusha camp do know, they might be stuck here for a while. UN officials told them on Friday it could take up to 3 months to get their asylum cases processed. For the world, I'm Marine Olivesi, Shusha Camp, Tunisia.